it's a truth universally acknowledged. Even now, women are often paid less than men for the same jobs, even in liberal Hollywood. But when Sony Pictures' computer system was hacked, suddenly an irrefutable case study of the pay gap was right there in black and white. For acting in the hit Sony movie American Hustle, Amy Adams and Jennifer Lawrence got significantly smaller profit percentages than their male co-stars did. And now Charlize Theron has used that leaked information as leverage to level the playing field with her co-star, Chris Hemsworth, in the upcoming sequel to The Huntsman. The actress and her agents went back to her studio, not Sony, and demanded that she be paid the same as Hemsworth. As of last week, she's going to be paid more than $10 million. Melissa Silverstein is the founder and editor of Women in Hollywood, and she joins me here today to discuss this. Melissa, welcome to Studio 360.
Thank you for having me.
So we generally have been talking about gender inequality in Hollywood for a while. Does this information from the Sony hack change the game, the conversation, significantly?
I'm not sure if it's going to change the game in the long run, but in the short run, anytime we are able to have a conversation, transparent conversation about something like this, which is really hidden, like we don't know how much these people make, it is a great day for gender justice.
Right. And it's unusual in its apples to apples. Same film, same, you know, the male stars are not great bigger stars. It's a pretty good case study of this problem, yeah?
Well, actually, what it really reveals is how men are able to propel themselves to the top of the Hollywood food chain so quickly. Because Chris Hemsworth was nothing, really, until he got that hammer of Thor in his hand just a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And now he's able to make as much money or more than an Academy Award-winning actress.
Kind of crazily, since last week I had to say to my wife, tell me that guy's name again. People probably don't make this argument in Hollywood because if it's this liberal, everybody's equal, we're all on the right side of things place. But is it possible that male stars are simply more bankable than women, or is that just not true?
Well, first comment is, I don't necessarily think Hollywood is so liberal
really?
In how it handles gender and race. The people
they
there
talk the
might
talk.
Be, absolutely, but they're not really walking the walk. And so there is a narrative in Hollywood that men are more bankable, and I believe that is a false narrative. But there is a perception that continues in Hollywood that not only is male-centric films positive, but there is actually this perception that women-centric content is a negative. And there is no data to support that. The top movie in 2013 was Part 2 of The Hunger Games. The second top grossing movie in 2014, and it could actually become the number one grossing movie from 2014, is Mockingjay Part 1, starring Jennifer Lawrence, who is now arguably the most bankable actress in Hollywood.
Well, the other thing that we discovered from the hacked Sony information was about the executive team. And it becomes particularly acute and ironic given that the chairperson of Sony Pictures is a woman. Only one of the 17 executives who make more than $1 million a year is a woman, I guess, aside from the chairwoman. And she makes like almost $1 million less than her co-president.
Right.
Again, okay, that's pretty apples to apples.
They have the same title. And she makes almost $1 million less than him. She gets a lower base rate and she has lower bonuses.
And how far does – I mean – okay, it's a first world problem. You make only $2 million. He makes $3 million. You know, does it keep going down at middle levels and lower levels? Does this kind of inequity exist?
Absolutely. One conversation I had on social media end of last year was with a producer who had talked to agents in Hollywood. And basically, point blank, they said, we don't do women directors. So the problem is if agencies don't invest in directors and in female actresses because they think they have a shorter shelf life, that means that they don't get the opportunities to work at the highest level and then they don't get those salaries. Mm. So if your agency is not investing in you for the long run, you're not going to be put up for those jobs. And that's why we have this huge gender gap.
And I mean, is your sense, you've been at this, looking at this for a while now, The numbers are pretty irrefutably bad, but is it getting slowly better or not?
Well, the numbers are not moving at all. They're static.
Yeah.
We're having a really robust, terrific conversation. I've been at this 7 years. The conversation has clearly shifted. The data points help make the conversation. But until we see some movement in these numbers, I don't think that we have accomplished what we need to accomplish.
And what's your best bet? If we came back together and talked about this in 3 or 4 years, will we say that was a real moment where the numbers started going in the right direction, people started doing the right thing, or not?
I really hope so. What I think that Hollywood needs is the will. And somebody needs to be brave enough to do the right thing. This is not a problem of talent. The problem is getting the opportunities. Women want to see movies that reflect them. It's just that there is a huge deficit of women on screen. And that's what we need to change.
Melissa Silverstein, thanks very much.
Thank you so much, Kurt.
Melissa Silverstein is the editor and founder of Women in Hollywood and the co-founder and artistic director of the Athena Film Festival.